This is Classic FM from Global.
And welcome to Classic FM's More Music Breakfast. I'm John Humphreys with you all this week, and we'll start Monday with a little Dvorak.
Classic FM's More Music Breakfast with John Humphreys.
Dvorak's appropriately named Humoresque No. 7, performed there by the Detroit Symphony Orchestra under Nema Yavi. Good morning, I'm John Humphreys, and this is Classic FM's More Music Breakfast at 6:08. They call him the man with the golden flute, James Galway, with Danzig's Flute Concerto No. 2. We heard the second movement there. He was joined by the Württemberg Chamber Orchestra. Welcome to Classic FM. My name is John Humphreys, and I'm the new kid on the block, in a manner of speaking. Not new to classical music, but new to presenting a programme like this on a station like this. And I'm hugely looking forward to it. Imagine Beethoven and Brahms instead of Brexit. Or even Mendelssohn. The third movement there of Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony, the great John Elliott Gardner conducting the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. I'm proud to say that I do have something in common with John Elliott. Sadly, it's not an ability to deliver a magnificent sound. We are both, or at least were, organic farmers. He still is. I actually gave it up. I was useless at that as well. He farms sheep and cattle, though. I farm dairy cows, and they kick you. So it's tougher being a dairy farmer, at least that's what I claim. However, this is not a farming programme. You're listening to Classic FM at 6:20.
Classic FM's More Music Breakfast.
With Valent, high-quality, reliable heating systems. That's comforting.
And now here is Moira with the news.
Good morning. MPs will vote later on whether to back Boris Johnson's call for...
Daniel Barenboim there, conducting the Chicago Symphony Orchestra with the St. Anthony Chorale from the Variations on a Theme of Haydn by Brahms. This, of course, is Mozart Monday, and we're getting some messages. Your messages coming into us on 6:18:12, including one from Simon, who's messaged from the Vale of Glamorgan, God's country. Not that I'm prejudiced, of course, and he's very kindly saying welcome to me to Classic FM, and he looks forward to the pleasure of my company this week. Not as much as I look forward to the pleasure of yours, Simon. Thanks very much indeed for that. And it is Mozart Monday, so let's hear some Mozart. Sheku Kanamason performing an arrangement of Schubert's Ave Maria. Christopher Warren Green conducted musicians from three British orchestras. And now, ta-da! Let's award one of them to, well, who other than David Attenborough for his Seven Worlds, One Planet programme that started on, series that started on BBC last night. And this is what Lucy Mangan in The Guardian says of it. It was all as gorgeous, breathtaking, moving and harrowing as we have come to expect from this world-leading branch of the BBC. There is nothing to criticise or cavil at here, unless you consider yourself to be on sufficiently high moral ground to whine that it and Attenborough could have started leveraging their power to highlight the environmental crisis some time before they did. We exited, as is customary, on a hopeful note. And that was the first movement of Mozart's Horn Concerto No. 1. Alessio Allegrini was the soloist, with Claudio Abbado conducting. Orchestra Mozart. And because this is More Mozart Monday, there will be more Mozart coming up. And also coming up, the news and weather with Moira on Classic FM.
Classic FM's More Music Breakfast.
With Valent, high quality, dependable heating systems for home comfort.
The first movement of Elgar's magnificent cello concerto, Yehudi Menuhin conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And the soloist, of course, Julian Lloyd Webber, who played it almost as well, and I said this was a very special piece for me, almost as well as my son Christopher, who is also a cellist, and it was the very first piece he played in a solo performance. I've still got the bruises on my upper arms where I'm sitting in the front row, squeezing my arms tightly and praying that he got it right, and he did. Anyway, that was then, this is now. We're going to have some more Mozart. Mozart, because it is Mozart Monday, of course, after the news headlines with Moira.
There are no trains running via Bromsgrove because of a power problem. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Moira Stewart.
And Moira, how long ago was it that we last worked together?
I reckon roughly about 35 years.
It probably is, isn't it? We were doing telly news.
Absolutely. We were side by side. And, you know, there is still something so distinguished about you. Oh, George Clooney, leave the room.
You're only saying that because it's true. Do you know what? I met you this morning for the first time in about 35 years. At 5 o'clock this morning,
yeah.
You looked exactly the same as you did 35 years ago.
You
in
are...
Yes.
You are a silver-tongued Lothario.
The finale there from Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik, performed by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. Janine Jansen with Roman Ortego Cuero with the Janine Jansen Ensemble, and the first movement of Bach's Concerto in C minor for violin and oboe. Coming up, the Classic Hall of Fame Hour with my old friend John Suchet, great man. It's been a pleasure to be with you for the last 3 hours this morning. Wonderful music and no Brexit. And now, the news and weather with Moira Stewart.
Classic FM's More Music Breakfast.
With Valent, get peace of mind with a premium boiler.